Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court is now asked to take a parental rights challenge to gender secrecy policies. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we joined and filed an amicus brief in this case with the U.S. Supreme Court, asking them to review the cases Lee versus Pooter School District R1 in Colorado. And a group of religious parents have challenged, you know, it seems like things always seem to happen in Colorado. Religious parents have challenged a Colorado school district for disregarding parental rights and secretly guiding children into gender confusion.
Yeah, this case is at what's called the petition level. So the Supreme Court has not yet agreed to take the case. The parents are represented by America First Policy Institute. And they asked us to assist and provide an amicus brief to ask the High Court to take this critically important case. So the district's policies direct the teachers and the school officials to hide critical information about children from their parents, such as participation in so-called gender ideology indoctrination activities, gender identity, and preferred pronoun.
You know, Matt, how did we get to this point? Like when I went to school, you had to have parental permission to get an aspirin from the school nurse. And now they're trying to secretly indoctrinate these children with this gender indoctrination stuff.
This is horrible because you have an attempt by the school officials knowingly to push this gender ideology and then to hide that information from their parents. So, for example, when these kids come to school, they are encouraging them, promoting attendance at the, quote, Gender and Sexualities Alliance meetings after school. Mm. They hid the information from parents, and they promoted this meeting as an art club. I mean, this is really, really deceptive.
Oh, it is. Remember our friend January Littlejohn in Florida, they were doing that to her and putting a wedge between her and her daughter, secretly counseling the child to say, well, maybe you're really a boy, you need to do this. And then when January found out about it, she blew the whistle, of course. But they keep doing this over and over, putting wedges between parents and their children and taking control of their children when they have no right to do that.
Yeah, and literally, you know, they're promoting that the kids attend this after-school program, and then they're telling the parents that this is an art club.
Mm-mm.
I mean, this is an intentional lie.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they go to the after-school Gender and Sexualities Alliance meetings, the teachers and guest speakers encourage discussion on gender identity to the point of handing out prizes for those who, quote, come out or came out as gender confused. So if you came out as gender confused now, then you get a prize. So they're encouraging kids to go down this road. The petition further notes that a teacher told one of the children that her parents may not be trustworthy and that the school officials were the ones that could be trusted with gender conversation. So don't talk about this to your parents because they don't know what they're talking about. But we do, and therefore you need to trust us. So later the child announced to her parents that she had been attending these meetings and she wanted to be a, quote, boy.
Oh, boy.
The parents stated the secrecy policies sowed distrust in their relationship with their daughter, which culminated in the daughter's mental health decline to the point of suicide attempt. The parents claimed the secrecy policies denied them the chance to guide their children away from the highly sexualized GSA meetings and to make informed directions and decisions regarding their child's mental health.
You know, this school is setting itself up for a lawsuit because they cannot do this to children. It's not like, you know, the
children... Well, they were sued.
Yeah, but I mean...
they need to get punished for it.
Yeah.
The problem is that the Court of Appeals upheld a lower court decision that dismissed the parents' claims.
It's not like the children say, you know, I'm struggling. Of course, hormones do that a lot at that those ages. But, you know, I'm struggling. I need maybe, and the parent says, well, let's get some counseling for you and kind of deal with that. They just give them prizes if they say, I want to be the opposite sex.
Yeah, so the lower courts ruled that the parents failed to show a direct causal link that the school district's policies were the moving force behind their alleged injuries. The courts then denied the parents the chance to amend their lawsuit, concluding that the parents had failed to plausibly allege municipal liability.
You know, and I think this is good PR to show parents in that area what the school is really doing. If they don't know now, if they didn't know then, they know now what they're doing.
So in our amicus brief, Liberty Counsel, we argued that the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals skirted the constitutional issue altogether and failed to apply the Supreme Court's recent decision in Mahmoud v. Taylor, which upheld the rights of parents to opt their children out of LGBTQ curriculum. This particular case that just came out in 2025 was with the Montgomery County School Board, very liberal school district in Montgomery, very much pro-LGBTQ, just like this one, pushing these policies and hiding the information from parents. And so the parents wanted to opt their children out because in that case, they had a human sexuality class, but it was for later grades, higher grades. And in the human sexuality class, whenever human sexuality is specifically taught in that specific class, you could have notice of and the opportunity to opt your children out. So the Montgomery County School Board decided, you know what, they want to indoctrinate kids from kindergarten. And so they infused this LGBTQ curriculum from kindergarten up in literature class. So therefore, there's no opt out. And when the parents asked to be opted out for religious reasons, the school refused, said that that was a graduation requirement. The Supreme Court of the United States said, no, the First Amendment, free exercise of religion, protects these parents' right to opt them out. So we argued in our brief that Mahmoud v. Taylor, the recently minted Supreme Court decision that grants and acknowledges parents' rights under the First Amendment to opt their children out, should also apply here when the school actually intentionally lies to parents. That the school district is intentionally lying to parents, saying that this after-school program is actually an art class when it's a gender identity indoctrination class.
And, you know, we wonder why these kids so-called graduate and they can't read and write and perform basic math because they're being pushed this kind of nonsense.
Well, we argue in our brief, and this is part of the quote here, the secrecy policies maintained by Pooter School District 1R intentionally divest parents of the opportunity to guide their children through these very consequential life questions based upon the tenets of their faith. In other words, it is not the role of public schools to supplant their judgment for that of parents. So in the Montgomery County case, the parents became aware of the curriculum because in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and so forth, these kids were required to take these certain courses. And then the kids would come home and talk about what was being forced on them in the curriculum. And that's when they knew about it. Then they wanted to opt their children out. And the school said no. The Supreme Court said, yes, you can do that. In this case, however, they're hiding intentionally this information from the parents. So they don't even have the opportunity to make a decision to opt their children out from going to these after-school programs or being pushed into this indoctrination. So it's another step. So they're doing what Montgomery County, Maryland School District did, but they're doing it in a very deceptive way, even more so than Montgomery County, because they're doing it in a way where they're telling one thing to the parents and actually doing another thing. They're also, by the way, when kids come to school and they want to be using a different name or different pronouns of their own choice, they will use those pronouns. They will encourage them to use pronouns as they were doing here by giving awards to those that, quote, came out. But then they hide that information from the parents. So when they see the kids struggling, when they see them confused, they think they know best. And they think the way to address this is to confuse them more and to hide all of that from the parents. Meanwhile, the kids get worse, worse, and worse, and the parents don't know what's happening to them.
Yeah, the government has no right to control children. And I pray that Mahmoud's decision by the Supreme Court previously will have an effect on them taking this case as well. So we really need to pray, because it's the children that pay the price in the long run.
The children pay the price, and then we all in the community pay the price too, because this is the kind of ideology that's being pumped into them that harms them and harms everyone, frankly. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.